Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
SinCityRadio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Mission from God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
Let me pass. Fool, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net. SinCityRadio.net.
SinCityRadio.
Another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual. I'm a man, Father Time. Father Time, what's good, Doc?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling. Oh, my. Janine, what's up, Miss Lady?
Hello, how y'all doing?
What's going on?
You doing good. Oh, see, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening? Hello?
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 What's that? Who this?
This little sexy and peaches.
How's it going?
All right. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Maxing and relaxing. Cold outside, I know that.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
What's that?
Good evening. Where are the ladies? Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
What's happening?
A cold, nice and hot, cold, walking the grandbaby to sleep. That's what's happening.
Okay. Hold on now. Before we even get into this show, dog, I got to just, I don't know how many of y'all out there are SOA fans, but I just got to, hey, did you see it last night?
Skip that one, dog. I got it on DVR, but I ain't watched it yet.
Too bad for you.
Man.
If y'all want to talk about it, let me know. I can grab me a beer or something and come on back. I ain't see it.
What y'all
man.
Talking about?
Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, the Son of Anarchy?
No. The Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was, yeah.
Okay, you know what? All right, Janine. Should we spare him? Should we not talk about it? Should we let him watch it on his own?
Moving along. All
right, man. We don't. I guess we'll be nice, man. But God damn it, boy, you gonna be like, God damn, I want to talk about it.
I'm waiting for the next one to see what's gonna happen.
Yeah. Well, all right, y'all, check this out. I was sitting back, man, and I seen a situation, and I'm like, okay, we need to comment on this. Now, I seen a situation where a guy and a girl, they had their little, you know, their little spat or whatever, and she was at a female friend's house, and this female was really like, yeah, girl, yeah, fuck him, this, that, and the other. But the girl kept saying, you know, I was wrong. I was wrong with what I was doing. Well, you know, I started the argument. I was dead wrong. But her girl, like, fuck that. You ain't wrong. But now, if you sitting there and you know you wrong, and you got a motherfucker in your ear telling you that you ain't wrong, or fuck that, even if you are wrong, still talk shit. I mean, is that person being a true friend?
I'm
going to
let the lady
answer
that one.
Okay, I'm going to start with you, Janine. You think that's being a true friend?
I think it depends on the situation. You know, with me, everything depends on the situation.
All right, break it down to a dog.
Okay, let's just say.
Cause sometimes women can't see what they need to see because they in love. So,
right.
Or, you know, another situation, he could be fighting her or something, and a woman gets to a point where they know what to do and what not to do in order to not get into it with that man and things like that, not necessarily meaning that man is right. You see what I'm saying? So the friend might be telling her right because in her eyes, she might be saying she wrong because, I don't know, he might say she always wrong or, you know, the way the relationship is. So that's what I said, it just depends.
Okay, let's just say, okay, this is the scenario.
I don't mean to cut you off, Kat. Can you repeat the question, please?
I was saying that if your friend, if you know you're wrong and your friend is giving you the advice, like okay, let's just say, for instance, Janine, I gave you the rent money or some bill money. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, you took the bill money and you jacked it off. You jacked off the bill money.
Okay.
Now, here comes time to, you know, I didn't give you the money way ahead of time. Hey, this for the
mm-hmm.
rent.
Okay.
You know, and then you come to me and say, well, I need $200. And I look at you and I say, for what? To go on the rent. I gave you the rent money. well, I needed to go do this, I needed to go do that, so I had to take it out the rent money. I mean, you really didn't. I mean, in all actuality, you went shopping.
Okay.
Now I blow up about it. I blow up and we get into this big ass fight. And you get to your girl like, girl, fuck that shit. You entitled to go shopping when you want to. You ain't have to buy me shit. He just need to give you the fucking money and shut the fuck up. Is your girl right?
First of all, that ain't none of her business. And my thing is, that was inappropriate for her to even be commenting on that. Now, depending on y'all's situation, yeah, she was wrong for spending the rent money. But those things happen. You can't just, I mean, why blow up on her? Because I'm sure the guy has done it too. You see what I'm saying? You blow money, yeah. People do that. You see what I'm saying? When you know it should have went on the bill. And things like that.
Hey, I just did it.
I'm just saying, everybody has made those mistakes. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
And I mean, but you got it. I mean, for you, I mean, I'm like this. And you're absolutely right.
You I mean, if she came to you like, well, you don't never pay the rent. And, you know, if she came to you like that, then, of course, you know, I can understand you getting upset. But if she was like, I'll spend, you know, if she came to you gently like, oh, I spent the rent money, I, you know, apologetic. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. But now at the same time, here's my thing. I mean, you know what you did was wrong. You know what you did wrong. And you know you're going to hear a little verbal backlash. I mean, that's just like if I went out and I jacked off the rent money. I jacked off $200 of the rent money. Now, granted, I know you finna put it back, but then, I mean, if you like, well, Taz, you was wrong. You shouldn't have did that. Why would you do that? Blah, blah, skippy, woo, woo. I'm not finna debate it with you because I was there wrong. I'm not finna debate it with you. I'm finna just. I'm gonna take whatever you got to give. I'm gonna take that. All right, you right. I'm sorry.
But that's what I'm saying.
You know,
I'm not saying you was wrong or the guy was wrong or whoever you speaking about. But I'm just saying you ain't gotta blow up about it. Yeah, you can like, damn, you know, we just, you know what I'm saying. We try to get on. You know, I understand the whole conversation about it or whatever. Man, but really for her to run to her friend about it, I mean, how serious did it really get, you know, this blow-up?
I mean, it from my understanding, it blew up. I mean, it was like, because in hindsight to look at it, it was like she kept trying to defend herself about it instead of just taking it, in which when she defended herself about it, so, of course, she said some fucked up shit. Like, oh, motherfucker, mm-hmm. You can go buy this, that, the other. But you know what I'm saying? I'm not the one that fucked up this time. You know, when I fuck up, that's when I want to hear. Don't try to bring up my fuck ups because you done fucked up. That pisses me off. I mean, all right, if I fucked up, then I'm going to take mine. But if you fucked up, don't try. Well, what about you ain't say shit about it then? Don't say shit about it now.
Well, I only fuck up
10% of the time. There you go.
Don't compare my 10% to your 90%.
See, that right there, that's going to cause a motherfucker. That's going to cause a motherfucker.
I'm just saying, ain't that how we do?
Yes. So at this point, since you know that you always win in 90% of the arguments, you need to shit. Get back. Let me win this one. Because shit.
Yeah.
What you think, Tom?
I think if you fuck up, own up to it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But don't throw it up in my face 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
When you fuck up.
I mean, especially if you say, you know, you apologize. You know what I'm saying? And you forgive the person.
Right. If it's cool now, then it shouldn't even be brought up. If you forgive me, it shouldn't be brought up no more. You can't wait until you fuck up to bring up my fuck up. It don't work like that.
Right, but you win some and you lose some.
Well, I agree. I'm winning this one. I'm sorry. I got to win this one because, I mean, that's my whole thing. It's like, all right, I mean, Tom, you as a man, me as a man, we both know that we, you know, I know your attitude, you know mine. I know we both got some fucked up attitudes, especially when it comes to women. You know, we got these fucked up type of attitudes. And, I mean, shit, for the most part, we do sit down and, you know, because it's like, yeah, I probably was wrong about that. So, fuck it. I'm going to take that. But when I know I'm right and I'm 110% right, I'm not bagging down. I'm not bagging down. I don't give a damn police come. I'm not bagging down.
Sometimes you got to. To keep your house happy, sometimes you just got to bite that bullet.
Bite the bullet?
No, you don't.
What? Why do I got to bite the bullet when I'm right? Why you can't?
Okay, but I'm saying she know you right. She just don't want to be wrong sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you got to be, all right, baby, I don't want to argue no more. Okay, you're right. Let's just go to bed, do whatever, and then start the first day. You're right. Let's go to bed. I don't want to argue all night long.
You better go take it out on
the kids.
Yeah, but
that's mostly the men.
I'm not going to deal with that shit.
Women don't admit that shit. A woman never admit they wrong. They don't change the subject.
Okay, you might be right.
I'm not going for that. You got to be crazy. Hell no. That's not happening.
Well, that's not all the time. Sometimes it all depends on the situation. I'd be like, okay, I did do that. But the majority of times, hell no, you ain't going to never know what my right hand doing. I'd be like, if you didn't catch the baby, it wasn't me. I don't believe what you heard. If you didn't see me, baby, that wasn't me down there at Victoria's Secret, baby. That wasn't me.
No, I'm going to give you a prime example, dog. This is just how it goes. Y'all arguing, right? You're 100% right. Arguing. And then she turned around and say, are we still going to go out to dinner? Then change the whole motherfucking subject. Just so she can say.
That's right. But we still got to eat.
Is we still going or what? That's some bullshit, man. That shit fired me up even more. Hell no, we ain't going nowhere.
Let's go eat. Let's calm down and just go eat, or let's just go in the room, release some pressure, and then let's go eat. But all overall, we're going to go eat.
Hell no. I want to hear you say, all right. I want to hear it. Because when you're wrong, you're wrong. At the end of the day, you're wrong. You're just wrong. Admit it, and then just move on.
So if I say, baby, I'm wrong, if I say I'm wrong, and then you'll forgive me and we'll move on, then we can still go eat?
Then we can go eat. Hell yeah, let's go eat.
I don't have no problem saying I'm wrong.
But you got to mean it.
What? Okay, let me ask y'all, man, some question. Why is it so hard for y'all to tell the truth and keep it 100?
Oh, get the fuck out of here with that. Really? I'm sorry. I can't. No. It's not us. It's y'all. Y'all the one that can't keep it 100. It's always a. But I mean, I'm gonna tell you, we so simple about it that pretty much if you caught us doing some wrong, and I ain't talking about just cheating, I'm just talking about anything wrong, we quick to just say fuck it. Yeah, we did it. Y'all the ones.
Right. I guess. You got me.
Yeah, you caught me. You got me. Your lane must have been closed for a long time. Our women's lanes has been closed for a long time. Because the first thing, that just goes back to what we just said earlier. Because soon as I did it, but I did it because. No. You're not finna sit here and blame me for some fucked up shit you did.
Yep, that's the way it works.
All right.
Oh, that's why knowing your man comes in handy.
You said what?
I said that's when knowing your man comes in handy.
Well, you know what? That's true. And I mean, you
I'm
know,
just saying because if I know, like, in one of my situations previously, I knew that motherfucker was never going to pay on the rent. We had
we had an established guideline, you know what I'm saying, on who going to pay what. So I knew I wasn't going to fuck up the rent, you know what I'm saying, because that was my responsibility, or the mortgage. That was my responsibility, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's different if y'all got that understanding. You know, if you fuck up, it's on you. You know not to ask, because you already know what it does going to be.
Exactly.
So, but that's different, though. If y'all doing it, you know what I'm saying, if y'all doing it together, and I give you the rent money, and you go buy a purse or some shoes, and then when the first roll around, you talking about, well, we 200 short on the rent. No, how are we 200 short on the rent? I gave you
y'all
rent.
Live, y'all live together. So if she's so your truth teller. But, I mean, there does come a time when that happens, though. He did that. I mean, he couldn't keep up with some of his bills at times. Maybe too much child support came out of his check one week. It don't necessarily mean that he just fucked it over. You know,
that's
even though sometimes he did. Huh?
Janine, just admit it. Say, baby,
just
I fucked
what?
Up the rent and we short. My point is, y'all don't do it like that.
I'm saying I would.
Oh, okay.
I don't have no problem admitting it.
That's what's up, then. Some women cannot stand to be fucking wrong. They hate being wrong. Even when it's, I mean, I could take a picture of it and show you the picture.
What's crazy to me is, why do that if you ain't got no backup plan? I mean, I think too much. So I wouldn't do something like that and spend the money not knowing that I don't have the money coming in from somewhere else. You see what I'm saying?
You know what?
You know I got a check coming in.
Right. If that's the case, then fine. You know what I'm saying? If you got the bag of money for it, fine. I ain't tripping on that. And I'm not even, you know what? My thing is, I'm not even tripping if, like you said, everybody fucks up something. And, I mean, that's just nasty. My problem come in when you get the when you keep trying to make it seem like it was my fault that you fucked up. That's when I get mad.
I agree. Cause I'm that type of person. Back in the days, I used to be that one. I'm right all the time. I ain't there. I wrong. I am.
No,
but
I'd
now I be like, yeah, Lord, I get it.
Sometimes you are wrong. Just admit it. So once you admit it, we can move forward.
I mean, that's just my thing. And okay, so now, Janine, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
If I was wrong, dead wrong, dead. I mean, you know I'm wrong. You know I'm dead wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep going at you like I. You know what I'm saying? Then, let's just say Father Time comes over. I'm telling him the situation. And you might be in the room, but you know how y'all be in the room, but y'all still be listening and shit.
I call it ear hustling.
Yeah, ear hustling, if you will. Now, you hear me being here telling Father Time what happened, and you hear me saying, yeah, dog, I fucked around, went to the boat, and lost 200. And you hear Father Time in there like, well, shit, man, oh, well, shit, I mean, shit. The man got to let her put it back, shit. If she going to put it back, what's she tripping on? And I'm in there like, yeah. Come on, now. When I walk in that room, you ain't going to be a tad bit aggravated like, I know your punk ass didn't just come in here trying to talk slick to me.
And I just heard what you said.
Right. Janine, come on now.
What you gonna do?
You asking me what I'm gonna do?
Yeah.
I mean, ain't nothing for me to do. It's either I'm gonna help you or I'm not.
Or if I don't. I mean, no, you got it. I mean, you got it. And, I mean, I'm not saying that you're not going to help me, but you wouldn't be feeling a tad bit like, you know, that's fucked up. You know you fucked up. I know you fucked up. Then you're going to go out here And this punk motherfucker gonna, just because he said you didn't fuck up, you gonna go, you, and then I come in, okay, let's just say I come in. Now, at first, I was genuinely like, all right, whatever, yeah, I fucked up. But then I come in with the attitude, like, all of a sudden, like, nah, I really didn't fuck up nothing. Because I'm listening to what Father Time telling me, like, shit, you know, you wasn't wrong for fucking that money up.
Right, it's your money, dog. Spend that shit on whatever you want. Shit, tell her to come.
I mean, me and Talk and do that type of stuff all the time.
Yeah, but
exactly.
Not when you
can, hold on, dog. Hold on, man. We got a new caller, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Who this?
Hello.
Mickey.
What's up, Mickey?
You got it, baby. You got it. What's going on, everybody?
Chilling like villains.
Mm-hmm. What's up with you, baby?
Chilling.
All right, okay. You know what we're talking about.
All right, Mick, check this out. You and your significant other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all chilling, you know.
What are you
talking about? He said that'd be him.
All right, now that's what I'm talking about.
No, y'all crazy. Now, let's just say you the rent money. You gave up the rent money. You like, okay, here go the rent money, right? You following me, Mick?
I hear you, baby. I got you. All
right. Now, the significant other comes back and say, hey, I need $200 more on the rent money. Now, you like, shit, what you need the $200 for? Them motherfuckers like they jacked off $200. They have to pay, buy this. They have to go buy that. But in all reality, they fucked around and jacked the money off. You go look at the closet and you see a new purse or some new boots or whatever the fuck they done went and bought. I mean, how do you come? I mean, do you be upset?
Yeah, I would.
Okay,
yeah.
But now what if this person goes, like y'all, just say y'all have a little blow up about it. You know what I'm saying? And this person goes over to their friend's house and then the friend like, you wasn't wrong. You wasn't wrong at all. Fuck that. Make Nick pay for that shit again. And then your significant other come back to you like, shit, man, what you getting mad for because you got to pay that money? Shit, if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. Now, do you think that friend was being a friend or that friend was just all up in your business for no damn reason?
See, for one, that friend, that ain't got nothing to do with that friend. You might need to mind your own motherfucking business. And for your friend to say some shit like that, he fucked up because I guess you don't want, no, that'll be fucked up for him to come out and say something like that because I would never tell my girl, yeah, he blew the money, this and that and whatever. And she going to be telling me, oh, yeah, well, girl, ain't nothing wrong with that. Keep on doing it. You know, you stepping into my household, you fucking with my livelihood, you know what I'm saying, my relationship. So your friend needs to stay the fuck up out of it. I'll put that motherfucker in check, too, you and your friend. Because he's wrong, for real, because he's wrong for, you know, to tell you some bullshit like that. It's okay to spend the money. What kind of shit is that? It's okay to spend the money. Okay, it's going to be okay for us to be sleeping outside, motherfuckers.
So if we was together, you're going to check me and my friend.
Hell fucking yeah. If Cass bring his ass over man of your crib and tell you it's okay to spend the money, yeah, you got to go in, Cass, go. Somebody, you know, it don't work that way, baby. And you going to sit here and listen to him? It ain't his business. He should go step out of it. You need to step out of that, you know. Your friend, he wrong for saying some shit like that.
But okay, now with that being said, how does the friend need to step out of it when you put the friend in it?
Well, he shouldn't have put your ass in it. He a grown-ass man. Come to me with the shit. Maybe I spent this $200 off. We'll work some shit out. We gonna do this. Don't run to your friend. Is he going to give you the $200 to put back?
Hell no, I ain't getting any shit.
See,
can't
that's
come
what I'm
stay
saying.
With me
that's what I say. Bring it to me. Let's talk. Let's do this. Don't take it to your boy.
I'm just saying. Everybody's saying, fuck the friend. But I'm like, shit, if you brought the friend into it, how is that the friend's fault?
How can you say fuck your friend if I bought my friend
a
beer?
Because he encouraged you. He's encouraging you to say, I mean, to spend. He said, oh, it's okay, man, shit. You know, y'all will be all right. Why is he telling you it's okay when he know that he shouldn't have spent the shit? This is his fault. He shouldn't say shit like that. I mean, I wouldn't get into it anyway, you know. Unless y'all doing it together, shit, y'all out clubbing together or bad shit together or tricking together.
Man,
I mean,
right,
shit, we
going,
might have went up to the boat.
You
we went to the boat.
Y'all don't
he
went
was
to
a
the
little
short,
so I helped him out a little bit with the little rent money. My bad. I mean, what if I came to you like, baby, I'm sorry, my bad. I fucked up.
Like
you going to help me with the rent or what?
Yeah, if you bring it to me first, you know, then, you know, you bring it to me, we can talk about that. Might get slapped upside the head a couple of times, but, you know, we can work something out.
See, that's what I'm talking about, because, hey, dog, we're going to be at the boat next month, too.
See what I'm saying? That's that friend again. That's that friend fucking up. We're going to the boat again, nigga.
Hey, right now. Okay, now, I'm with you. I'm on my way. I got to ask y'all, ladies, and I've seen another situation, and the girl, she kind of, you know, her and her dude was having an altercation, and she hit him. I mean, I ain't saying she slapped him. She hit him, squatted up on him. I mean, like, you know, motherfucker, we finna go blow for blow on this shit, you know. He never touched her. He was like, just go sit your ass down. And, I mean, she was talking to him like she was talking to a somebody on the street, like she fighting somebody on the street. Now, the whole time, he's walking away like, you better carry your crazy ass on. But she keeps swinging on him. Now, was he wrong? Was he wrong? Because he did turn around and he backhanded the shit out of my fucking ass. Was he wrong? Because then everybody's like, oh, he shouldn't have hit her. Damn, he done walked away 3 times. How many more times he supposed to walk away?
I don't think he was wrong.
Of course not.
If he was trying to walk away and she wouldn't let him, how was he wrong? She was wrong for not letting him walk away.
Ain't no woman not let you walk away.
But I'm saying,
so
though,
if you
want to
walk away, you can walk away.
No, listen to what I'm saying. He was walking to his car. She ran behind. Mm-hmm. She ran up on him, and she hit him in the back of the head. He looked at her. He told her. Then he's walking to the car. She hit him again. He steady walking. That third time, when he stuck the key in the door, she hit him again, and he backhanded the fuck out of her. So how is that not... So he was wrong?
Okay, let's see. No. No and yeah. But you don't supposed to put your hands on a man. You can't have a man. But see, when we hit a man, it's out of our feelings. We be hitting with feelings.
I'm going to hit you with my feelings. My feelings going to hurt a whole lot worse than yours.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, you're right. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Look, check this out, man. I live by one rule. This is my rule. I may be wrong for it, but this is how I live. If we arguing and you hit me, I'm going to give you that person. But at the same time, I'm going to tell you, don't hit me again. I'm going to hit you back. If you hit me again, I'm going to hit you back because I told you.
And I can respect that.
Again,
I can respect that.
Back.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Put your hands on
my
me.
Cool. I'll give you that first one, unless you hit me with a skillet or something. Then, you know, all that shit's out the window.
Oh, well, push it
now
down the stairs. That's my one.
Right, you're trying to hurt me now. I got to protect myself. But, I mean, you know, if you slap me, I can take that. You know, my mom has slapped me plenty of times, and I didn't know it was coming, so I can take a slap. But if you hit me twice, I'm going to hit you back.
But overall, part of the time, a man is not supposed to put his hand on a woman at no time. I don't care what.
A woman is not supposed to put her hand on a man
because she's going to whip a man. Hold on, let me finish.
Before you finish that, is that written down somewhere?
I
No, Cass, I'm just saying that's just out of respect. I mean, that's just where I was raised.
Whoa. Out of respect for who? Out of respect for who? Because if you sitting there telling me it's okay for you to knock the shit out of me, but it ain't okay for me to hit you back,
No, you're supposed to be a man and walk away.
No. I'm supposed to be a man and walk away. Ain't you supposed to be woman enough to realize you ain't supposed to put your damn hands on me?
That's right. Because if a woman hit a man, then she's putting herself in a man's position. So she should prepare herself for the consequences. Because if you hit me, you know what I'm saying?
Hell
no. You act like a man when you hit me. You should expect to get hit back. You feel me?
That's my point.
I'm just saying.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, dog. I mean, if you sitting there, I mean, come on, the man walked away three times. She wasn't just popping him on the head. She was taking her fist, cocking back, and just hitting this dude. She wasn't no little girl neither.
You should prepare yourself.
Well, maybe that's somebody he don't need to be with. I agree.
I guarantee you he was back over there. You know what? Fucked up part is you right. He is. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, but he got his hit back.
I seen him this morning.
I seen him this morning.
I was like, "Hey, what's happening? Yeah, what's up, dog? She gonna bust him up over there with a kid.
I guarantee you, dog. She know the next time she hit him, there's a slight chance he's gonna get hit back. You know what I mean? He already got that established. Like, hey, look, I ain't trying to hit you, but I will hit you, and you know it because it didn't happen before. So I guarantee you, she ain't trying to punch him no more.
I don't know, man. A lot of times these women, man, they'll try it again. Okay, what's next? Hold on.
There's some women out there that like to get hit on. They don't think they're loved unless you're whooping their ass. Some women like that. It's a few women out there. I met a girl like that, dog. She broke up with me because I wouldn't whoop her ass. Straight up. I was in job court there, but she liked motherfuckers. She didn't think you loved her unless you punched her. I was like, man, I'm going to fuck around and go to jail fucking with you.
I mean, I like it rough, but you ain't going to be punching me and doing all that shit, man, especially not in my face.
Some women like that, though. They don't think you love them unless you physically whooping their ass. You know, some women like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but it's something out there that like to get punched on.
I know.
You know, push your buttons on purpose.
And I have to agree with you on that one, for real. I know somebody right now that loves to get beat on somebody. If she don't get beat on, her day won't go right. I told her she's stupid because I ain't going to let a nigga hit me. It's a rap. I'm from the old school. It's officially rap, honey. You can deposit and take it to the bank and get a receipt. It's a rap. I ain't going out like that. But she would. I'm telling you, her day ain't right until she getting her butt whooped.
They ain't gonna be right there one day when he kill her. It really ain't gonna be right.
I'm fine. Hey, he's gonna be like, I'm finally free. I'm finally free. He loves me. He told me he gonna take me to the Bahamas and watch the sunrise as soon as my eye opens.
And you didn't drown your ass at the same time in that crystal clear blue water. Your ass trying to burn you.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
I mean, they just do shit on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Do shit on purpose.
I'm gonna tell you now. If you go aggravating me enough if you trying to make me mad, then you finna fuck me. Then that's something different. You know what I'm saying? But if you just want to go for a fight, then you wrong. Now, what was it? Was it Janine talking about? I'm gonna slap you, then I'm gonna suck your dick. Ain't that what you said, Janine?
Hey, I'm going to slap you real hard and I'm going to drop to my knees.
Now
you
might
ain't
got
no what to
now.
Do. Straight up.
Hey, dog. Hey, you mother. Fuck.
Hey, stupid boy. You might be thinking in your head, I'm going to get this bitch later. Oh, I'm going to get her later.
And you know what, dog? The worst case scenario is you only thing you can be thinking in your head. The only way you can be thinking you're going to get her back is, I'm just not going to tell her I'm coming. Yeah, all right. You won't know when I'm coming. Then you, how you gonna get her back if she swallow it? Now you really done fell in love. Oh, she done swallowed. God damn it. She ain't saying nothing.
What you mean when you swallow?
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl of yours.
What you mean when you swallow, right. You supposed to say something? I ain't hear what you said.
Wait a minute, say that again.
You said when you swallow, you didn't hear nothing. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, no, I said, you know, I'm going to be an asshole. I said the worst scenario I can do is say, well, I ain't going to tell her I'm coming. So now I do that shit, and you get to swallowing in it, and you don't say shit back to me. Like, you ain't saying nothing bad. I'm like, oh, God, I love you. I don't want to fight no more. I don't want to fight no more. I mean, let's be real. Oral sex is that's the key to every man. I mean, I don't know a motherfucker yet that's going, you know what, bitch? I'm tired of this shit, bitch. I'm going to sit him down and suck his dick. Watch, he be, you know what? And I'm, I was just saying, baby. You know. I even think y'all can call Father Time now with that one. Hey, you know how
it's
much shit
to argue
talking.
Quick.
Hell yeah, stop. But now, let me ask y'all, can we do the same thing with y'all? Can we just throw y'all down? Fuck, I'm finna just eat this pussy.
Hell yeah.
You sure work, man.
I don't know, man, because a motherfucking woman is still... But you still was wrong. You should have. Wait a minute. Right there.
Hold on,
yeah, but you still
hold on.
Wrong.
We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey.
Who this?
How you doing?
I'm good.
What's your name?
I'd rather keep it to myself.
Okay. Keep it to myself.
Okay. All right, that's what we're going to call her. How you doing?
Hi.
Keep it to yourself? Okay, how you doing? Keep it to yourself.
I'm good.
Okay, you chimed in. You, something you want to talk about? Something you heard?
Well, hell, you said throw it down and, you know, take care of business. What's wrong with that?
Hey, you know what? I'm trying to see. Can I do that and stop an argument?
Yeah.
Oh, so I can.
You probably can. It depends on what type of argument, first of all. So, who knows?
Okay, now, we're going to take cheating out the equation. We're going to take that out the equation. So, let's say spending time.
Money.
Money?
Money,
okay,
man.
Okay, we're going to go with money, then. I done fucked up the money. I done backed off some money. Now, me and you going at it. We going at it about this money. I just throw you on the bed, strip you down, and I'm going for broke. I'm just licking that motherfucker. I'm doing everything. I'm making you shake. I'm doing everything. Are you going, when I finish, are you going to get up and start that argument with me again?
No, it'll be settled for a moment, but you best believe it's going to start again.
See, that there you go. That there you go.
But for the moment, yeah, it's gonna stop an argument.
Oh, see,
why not?
That's the whole thing.
It's not gonna
see,
solve
Bubba,
the problem, but it's gonna stop an argument. So, to solve the problem is don't spend the fucking money. But at the same time, if you want to just settle the, you want to just like get over it and do something else, ignore it for that moment. Okay, by all means. Throw it down on the bed. And 9 times out of 10, that's what we need.
So how long did that give me? Did that
I
give me
know.
A day? Or,
it depends on how good you was.
Damn. All
right. So one more time. That, it depends on how you put it down.
Thank you.
All right. So,
I'm doing some shit. It ain't even your birthday.
What birthday's got to do with it? This is an argument.
Hey, look, that's his philosophy. His philosophy is you only get special treatment on your birthday. That's
wow.
Prime time.
I'm like Tony
okay.
Soprano, and you better not tell nobody.
Okay.
But we still going to argue later on that day.
I don't want to say an argument. It'd probably be a different way you can, you know, come across settling your problems. But who knows?
I feel like I'm just wasting my time.
Wasting your time? How? With sex? That's not a waste of time.
I mean,
sex will stop a toothache. So, of course, it's going
to
stop an argument. If it can stop your tooth from hurting, it's going to stop an argument. Come on now. For that moment.
All right, okay, all right. All right, so, Janine, are you in agreement? Do you agree that an argument, I mean, it's only going to stop it for the moment? Janine? Okay, she's not here. Okay, so now. What about you, Peaches? You think it's just going to stop it for a moment?
Who, me?
Peaches. Okay, I guess I'm just talking to myself tonight. Never mind. Mick, what
you're
you
not
at?
Talking to yourself.
It just depends on the situation.
Right. It depends on a lot of things, but 9 times out of 10. It can help.
Y'all keep saying that, but what does it depend on?
Right.
That's what I'm understanding.
Wait a minute. You're gonna argue. The argument is going to be there. But at least for that moment, it's going to stop it. And, hell, if it's good enough, it might put your ass to sleep. So it's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you still going to bring that shit up.
Of course, it's a problem. You're going to have to solve your problem. You're going to revisit it at one time. You spent all the damn money now. Come on now.
I know. No. I didn't spend all the money. I just spent
Okay. Okay. Well, you spent some money.
But then every person is different. So, like, I might not care about the money. You know what I'm saying? It might be something different that I care more about. You know what I'm saying? When we get to arguing and things like that. So I might not keep bringing up stuff about money. You see what I'm saying? But somebody else might. I mean, so that's why we say it depends on the situation. Every woman is different.
All right, let's just say time. The argument is about time. Me spending time.
Oh, you're going to hear about that every day.
Yeah, but you know what? If you throwing me down and taking care of business, then that's part of it.
But what if He can't throw it down if he's not there, right?
But if he's doing it at that moment, he there.
I'm saying at the moment, you think you're going to be fine. But then when 3 days go by, isn't the time issue going to come up again?
But then that's when you put him on pussy punishment. So, hey.
You put him on what?
It don't matter, dog. Don't matter, man. You fight a losing battle, bro.
Wait, I didn't hear what you said. You said put him on pussy what?
Punishment.
Punishment. Hold on now. Hold on. Ain't no reason for you to be acting like that. Ain't no reason. The pussy part.
Yeah, because but then you will really see how crazy they act when you do stuff like that.
Yeah, they want you
to be readily available for them.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna do like Martin. I'm gonna do that episode on Martin. I'm on punishment. I'm gonna come out trying to look as sexy as I can. I'm breaking out.
That's the point.
Draws.
You're spending time. You're doing right. I mean, if you're doing the right thing, guess what's gonna happen at the end of the day? It's not gonna be no arguments.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna rub his dick across your ass when you go to sleep. Don't try to sleep.
How much time is enough
before you get him put on punishment?
It depends.
Hey, Tom.
Let me go get that. Depends is a good word for tonight. That's the word of the night.
Right. Depends.
Everything depends on something else.
Hey,
yeah,
Tom, you know what? Go ahead.
You go ahead.
I was just gonna say, Tommy, you know how you know when they mad at you, you kind of rub up against them. You make sure that motherfucker good and hard. You like, hey, you sleep, and you know that motherfucker poking them right there. Hey, don't you hate when they try to ignore that motherfucker? Like, they shoot over, motherfucker. I'm coming right behind you. Here we go. Your ass going to fall off the bed before. Hey, you running out of motherfucking real estate. You go, and once I catch you on the edge, you got to scoot back.
soon as she hit the floor, dog, first thing she going to say is, well, it depends. First thing she going to say, it depends.
No.
I mean, what I got to do to get a career.
I got to ask this. I mean, now, with us, like, I mean, I know how we, like, us as men, we, you know, we might not, I mean, I'm going to tell you, we kind of got this little thing about us we like doing romantic things, but at the same time, we don't want to come off soft. You know what I'm saying? So, like, a woman's definition, what are the things that's, like, that, what do y'all think is really soft about a man? Like, you'd be like, nah, you shouldn't do that.
Twerking?
It's a lot of things. I mean, it's certain ways, certain things you should say, certain ways you talk. It's just certain things. It's a lot of things that you shouldn't do to make a man. I mean, if you gonna look soft, it's like, don't raise no flags. But it's also a lot of things that you can do.
Okay, can he wear a thong?
Hell no.
I'm just saying, can your man wear a thong?
Why not?
I'm asking, can he? You came in the room and he was straddled across the bed with a thong on. That would turn you on?
No, hell no. Sorry. That won't do.
See, it's certain things that a man can't do.
That shit is not sexy.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I told Father Time don't buy them edible thongs.
Put a bra on and a thong and let me take a picture.
Did you say put a bra on him? Oh, I thought I heard somebody say put a bra on him.
Mm-mm.
He just did. I said put a bra and put some thongs on. Matter of fact, put some heels on and a wig and take a picture.
Why the hell?
One man going to let you do that shit?
Not a man, exactly.
No, hey, dog. I actually.
I mean, I don't know. He could be the hardest man, and I'm telling y'all, the hardest man. And he should, you know what I'm saying? He probably like to just do it just because and be like, don't you never tell nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's questionable. So I'm not, that ain't cute.
Right, but I'm not saying it's me now. Let me just clarify that. That's not me. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there. Podcast.
What the hell you going to hold on, what you talking about hunk ass for? Yeah. Ass ain't no one. Yeah, hold on now. No.
Well, wait a minute now. You know something I don't?
Wow.
Hell no.
Uh-oh, it's time for a meeting.
Oh, hell no. Uh-uh. Oh, we don't play those games.
If he got the songs on.
That's not sexy. I'm sorry.
Give me that song. Sorry, my thoughts are going to talk to
him. Right. I mean, I'm
yeah,
just saying.
Yeah. Hold on, dog. We got to call him.
That's
what's
sexy.
Hey, caller. This speech is I accidentally hung up.
Okay. Okay, so now, with that being said, that's what I'm saying. What type of things, you know, us as men, like I said, we want to make our woman happy, but at the same time, it's like, I mean, we know the macho things to do, but it's like some things like, all right, that's too sensuous for me. I'm not doing that. But, I mean, what is it that will probably turn y'all on that y'all know we probably wouldn't normally do?
Well, you know what, dog? I'm gonna answer that from a man's, from my perspective. You know, one thing a woman can do that's an immediate turnoff for me.
What's that?
I can't stand a woman that spits. I hate that shit, man. I'm talking about that.
Well, that's disgusting anyway. For a man,
I don't even like men to do that.
Yeah, it's very disgusting. So
that's
you know what a turnoff is? A man sucking his thumb.
I bet not see a man sucking his thumb. He's not a man. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I suck my thumb.
That is not cute. Mm-mm.
I chew on
that's
my thumb.
Sexy. That's not you. You chew on your thumb or you suck your thumb?
I chew on it.
Well, what if there was something they grew up doing? Well, maybe it's
at
just
some point
they
need
outdoors.
To get out of that. Mm-mm. That is so. Mm-mm. That's not cute. That's not sexy. You're not about to turn me on by sucking your thumb. Now, if we're in the bed and we get down or whatever and I suck your thumb, that's something different. But for you to sit there, no, that's not cute.
Well,
I don't even want to take that picture in my head.
You got a webcam? I'm going to show you what I'm talking about.
No, thanks. No, don't. Don't want to see it. Mm-mm. Pass.
Yes.
Hilarious.
God
damn.
Oh, shit. She said, no, I pass. I don't even want to see that. But let's get it straight. That was Father Time, not Cass. I don't suck my thumb. That's some nuts.
I chew on my thumb.
I can't even visualize right. that. I don't want to visualize it. Let's leave that with you when you're behind your closed doors.
Okay, so now, dog, all right, you say, like, spit, all right, and I got to agree with you.
You're a woman that spits. That's nasty to me.
But now, like I said, we're trying to find out things that a person can do that we probably wouldn't normally do. Like, okay, Jadeen, give me something, like you'd be like, all right, dad.
What? I didn't hear you.
I said, if you like something like, okay, Cass, this will look, I mean, I would like to see you do this. But now you know that I probably wouldn't do this on a regular basis. I mean, this ain't something that's normally, like, even in my repertoire. But you would be like, okay, I think that would be sexy if you did it.
Would you put on a costume?
A costume?
Yeah, role playing is cool.
Like a Superman,
okay. Or Batman, or something. All right. You know what? I've never done that, but yeah, I think I could. I could pull that off. I think I could pull that off. But no, I've never. I can honestly say I've never worn a costume before. But
I can't wait to see that.
But now, hold on now. Y'all can't be putting me in no shit. Like, I mean.
Nah, put on a Batman, I put on a police uniform, I put on a fireman. Woo, yeah.
You no, short, I want so you to have on the tight outfit with the cape.
Oh, yeah. I'll be my maid.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, let me see.
Y'all know how it sits on them. That's how I sit on them.
Go ahead and play Zorro.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get this. I want to make sure I get this straight. You want the whole, like, let's just say Superman. And we know Superman. We know Superman outfit is pretty much spandex, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and in tights, not cute.
The little tights, baby.
Man,
I can see you in the tights, baby.
I can see you with a mask like a werewolf mask or something, naked, but nothing else.
Janine, you would actually make me put the spandex suit on?
Yes.
Oh,
I like that, Janine. I like that one.
Uh-huh. And then I could dress up as, what's her name, Supergirl, whatever her name is.
Man, God. Okay. All right. Keep it to yourself.
Cowboys
keep it to
and
myself.
Indians.
Well, yeah, that'd be between me and the person. Yeah, it ain't like I be going around telling everybody. I would have pictures.
So don't fuck with me. Oh no, the fuck you would. Oh no, you would. Okay, now I'm gonna have to put you in the corner for that one because that's a fucked up thing.
That was a good one though. Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, so now we're gonna go to Miss Peaches. Miss Peaches, what would you put me in? Why does she always get quiet on me?
She thinking.
Oh, okay. Well, why
well,
she thinking?
Well, I just told you, cowboy and Indians with me.
Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah, and you be the cowboy.
So I will have to wear chaps.
I just want you. Yeah. I just want you to wear the belt buckle with the gun, and have you a whip, and put that damn hat on them cowboy boots. And that's it. No drawers. No dusting or nothing.
God, she got me looking like the village people. Chaps with my ass hanging out. Oh, hell no.
Oh, no.
Okay.
It's going to be sexy, baby.
Okay. All right. We're going to move on. All right, Miss, keep it to myself since she never told us your name.
You know my name.
Alright, what you gonna put me in?
I don't know. I like skin, so I don't like to cover it up. So maybe a mask or something, I can do that. But not covering you up in nothing.
Okay, so in other words, I just gotta be butt naked with a mask on.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a bow tie or something, but I'd rather see it, you know.
Mm-mm. All right. Okay. False time out. All of these designs you done heard, which one would you pick, dog? Would you be the cowboy with the chaps on? Would you be Superman with the tights on? Would you be Zorro with nothing on?
Zorro, but like a beast or something. A werewolf or something.
I can't do Superman. I think I'm allergic to spandex. I had to go with either the Indian or Zorro.
Oh my God! Well, you women got some wild ass fantasies. Here we talking about just a little maid outfit. These motherfuckers want to dress up like Superman.
Every time we have sex in the bedroom. You should want to be different. You should never want to be the same. Like tonight, I might want you to take me and put me on the chandelier. Tomorrow, I might make you want to take me out in the backyard. you know, or on a porch or on top of the car or in the grocery store. I mean, do something different.
Exactly. That's what sex is about. I agree 100%. I'd rather personally do it in the trunk of a car. That's just my fantasy. Or under my desk or something. That's my fantasy. But you got to keep
that. Whoa. Let me ask you, you want the trunk closed or open?
It got to be open.
Oh, okay. I never heard that before.
Or in a hospital or something. I'd rather keep the excitement
going.
The
hospital
is
off the hook. The hospital one is off the hook.
Yes, I'm going to figure something out.
Why keep the trunk open? You might as well close the trunk. As long as you got a release switch in there.
I mean, it's however you want it. I want the trunk open. But if you, because we're going to be getting wild. But if you want to close, by all means, close it.
Fuck around, close that trunk, and we'll be able to get out that motherfucker.
Better go through the feet.
The motherfuckers walk about thinking like, hey, man, you hear that? Somebody fucking in the trunk, motherfucker. I'm trying to get out the trunk. Let me out, motherfucker.
Hey,
I'm in the trunk.
Hey, Tom, every time I drive past, how you doing? Hey, just look at the back of the car. That truck going to go, boom, boom. You ready?
Definitely
got to
keep
it
exciting.
Hey, every time you ride past it. Hey, why? Try this car ride past you, the trunk pop open. You know that guy? I never met him a day of my life. This is amazing. Every time he ride, I mean, you coming out of church, you boom, boom. Damn. Why? Okay, he got a pillow, some cover in that trunk. What the hell is he trying to do? Every time I see him, I'm popping the trunk.
He's trying to put in my music for me, Baxter. He's trying to put in my speakers.
Right, there you go.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing where you can put it.
I don't know about no trunk, though. Maybe open.
Yeah,
I don't know about closing.
That's the thing. Don't knock it until you try it.
I don't know.
It's not that difficult, trust.
Now, you know what, dog? Now, I mean, what I have done is, like, you know, I remember I rented a car, and the back seats let down. And, you know, it was, you know, you can go right into the trunk.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Right, so, shit, I mean, it was a new car, shit. I mean, shit, I just let the seats down and put your legs in the trunk.
Yeah, but you got access to the doors. You need to close the trunk, long as you got that trunk release. What if that motherfucker don't work?
you better get the man in there.
Better knock on it. Somebody be walking past.
Right, man.
Oh, think about it, though. You walk past the car, somebody beating on the trunk. You actually going to stop and investigate. You going to keep walking. You gonna keep
wow.
walking like shit. I ain't involved in that shit. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Hey, that's what happened on that movie.
Hey,
what movie?
We gonna do a lot of fucking in that trunk, man. Cause we ain't got nothing else to do. We ain't got nothing but time.
Exactly. That's the whole point. It's
no little PSI.
You say what?
No, that's when you were sitting in the seat.
Don't let the key inside.
Like, hey, the speakers
damn.
Hard. I had to have your mama help me.
Hey. You know me and your mama was just in here putting these speakers up.
There it is.
Y'all get the car, get the driving. There it is.
And you know kids know.
Work. Your speakers still don't work, Daddy. Don't worry about the goddamn speakers. Leave them alone.
You know it, too.
Be like, for real, man. Okay, and I got to ask. Well, I mean, y'all all seem like some mature ladies. But have y'all ever been around anybody that used the uncle theory? Like, you know, they brought this person around their kids. It's like, oh, he your uncle or he y'all cousin.
Peaches, no.
You ain't never met nobody like that. Huh?
My mom ain't never done that.
No, I haven't. I'm just saying Peaches. I can't speak for nobody else, but Peaches haven't. I don't play that.
No, okay, now you got to keep seeing your kids know, or they going to say it or something. No, you can't do it. Really, you got to be honest. You'd be like, I thought Uncle Joe was, mm-mm, don't do it.
Right,
I mean, because that sounds like some incest. Mom, if he's your uncle,
mm-hmm.
I hope y'all doing it.
Right.
That's your brother,
right,
Mom?
No, he's nosy.
Yeah, cause and then,
well,
and see, this is, and then I seen it in a lesbian case where she kept trying to tell her son that that was like his auntie.
Oh.
But then, you know, he like, well, damn, why, you know, I mean, you know, as a kid, you know, you go in your parents' room, and, you know, like, damn, why the fuck is auntie, why mama and auntie in the bed naked all the time?
That's why
that
kid is confused.
Right.
That's some shit you don't want to see. You don't want to see that
kid. Hey, it was really fucked up because then he was like, who is this guy in the middle of both of them?
Wow.
Hey, I'll tap him on the head. All right, Junior. You have a good one. I'm gone.
That's some shit you don't want to see.
I mean, honestly, it wasn't up to me to explain to the kid.
Right.
You know, I looked at him, he looked at me. Who are you? You auntie such and such boyfriend? Uh-huh. See you later, kid.
I'm your uncle, boy. I'm your uncle.
That's when you be like, I'm Mr. Joe somebody. Uh-uh.
Right. You know, cause then, you know, and I mean, I talked to somebody, and she was like, you know, my kids thought you was their cousin. I said, why did your kids think I was their cousin? It's because she said she seen, I guess, the little boy was kind of young, and I guess she never told him, like, exactly who I was. So when he got older and he seen me, he went back and told her, yeah, I seen our cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why you
had
to tell him
from the
beginning.
Right, and she said she had to tell him, baby, he's not your cousin. Like, you know, like, damn, all these years you had this little boy thinking I was his cousin. I'm wondering if he ever seen anything, and if he seen anything, what the fuck is mama doing? I'm just saying. I mean, I guess I'm the only one. I mean, maybe I didn't see too much.
Yeah, poor baby.
Shit, I enjoyed it. Shit, I didn't get mad. Like I said, wasn't my kid.
You was silly, man.
Yeah, I leave that to you to explain.
Exactly, but I couldn't have sworn it because I ain't been through it.
Well, you should just tell your kids the truth in the beginning. You don't have to explain nothing.
You have to be honest with them in the beginning.
Why did Uncle Cass leave these rubbers right here? Boy.
No, they ain't rubbers. They balloons.
Now, see, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. He come out that room blowing that balloon up. Ooh, this tastes funny. Now, how you going to explain your son that got some semen in his mouth? Y'all about the balloon.
No, he better take his stuff with him. I ain't playing.
Man, shit.
You know, there was a story about that, man. A few years back, I don't know if y'all heard that story, where the lady, it was a grandmother. She had the grandson with her, and the days was spending a weekend at the hotel. And I'm assuming she invited the boyfriend over or whatever. You know, they did their thing. And apparently he didn't throw away the rubber. He left the rubber in the bedroom. And the kid got the rubber. It was a little kid. I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years old. And was playing with it, blowing up like a balloon. And fucking around and caught something, man. Got burned.
Oh, that's fucked.
The old man burned him, dude. And she tried to sue the hotel. You know she was a sister, man. She tried to sue the hotel, dog. saying it's the hotel fault because, you know, they didn't do no room cleaning. They didn't clean the room.
They didn't do no room cleaning. That's a shame she used the condom for herself but then burnt her damn grandson. That's some crazy stuff.
No, that's not how it
went. Didn't care what it do. A used condom.
A previous couple that was in the hotel left their rubbers and the cleaning people didn't clean it up, didn't clean the room up. So when the new woman and her son comes into the hotel room, he found the condom.
Oh, okay. I was something like
you
that.
You see what I'm saying?
I know he was able to use condom.
Yeah, he found a used condom, and they hadn't cleaned the room up. He found a used condom, and, yeah, he got burnt and stuff. But it wasn't hers. It wasn't her boyfriend.
Oh, that's what I've been laughing at. Junior, put that down.
Well, pick your shit up off the floor. You know, that would have been a black mama. That's your ass get.
Right. What's that, black?
Yeah.
I thought she was black. I knew it happened to her sister. I knew that. But I thought it was grandma.
Boy, he was all shot.
Damn out.
Right.
Well, hey, I used to play with those douches, so I ain't gonna lie. I played with them douches when I was little.
Yeah, they hung them right there on the tail for you to play with them like they was nice little
bags. Oh, you come out
the water and drink water out them bitches.
The good.
I ain't never drink the water out that motherfucker.
Filled up with water, spraying it everywhere.
Yeah, we
spray. Yeah, you can drink water out of the hose because they got the holes in. Got them holes at the end.
Yeah.
Water out of that shit.
You ain't
I ain't the only motherfucker that played with them dishes now, goddamn. I know I ain't the only one that done that.
You don't want to put them in your mouth, but I think everybody
right.
played with them. Like she said, it was hanging right in the bathroom.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm the only one that drank water out of them?
Yeah,
dog, that was just you right there.
Damn, we used to get them slapped out our hands. I'm like, damn, is it? What's wrong with it?
Right,
I can't
right.
play with it.
Right now, when I got ready to get in the bathtub, I would get it because I used to put my men like that was our ship that was a little island. You know what I'm saying? I would put my men on it like all right, here come the waterworks. What the fuck is you in there doing? I'm in the tub. If you don't give me that thing, I'm going to slap the shit out you. What
yeah.
you should have left it right there.
No, slap it out your hand. Be like, don't be playing with that. You like, what's wrong
okay.
with it? Mm-hmm.
All right. I do got a question. And y'all could call me retarded. Y'all could call me dumb. How exactly did they use that big red damn thing?
They filled it up with water and vinegar. Mm-hmm. Hot water.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they just pushed it in and squirted it out? I mean, because...
The part where you was sucking the water out of, that's...
No, let's get that right. The part he was sucking the water out of.
I'm sorry.
Whoa. Back up. The part that the water comes out goes where?
It's crazy. It go inside the pussy.
What?
He knew better.
Yeah, he knew that. He was just playing crazy.
I didn't know it at the time.
Of course. That's why you put it in your mouth.
Exactly.
I don't feel too good.
Just like that.
I'm a little nauseous right now. Y'all just do it.
Yeah, you should be.
Like, why don't you even leave that shit laying around?
I don't even think they make them no more. I ain't seen one in forever.
I got one.
Oh.
You
do? Get the fuck out of here. You serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they got the disposable ones, yeah, but sometimes I like to use my own mixture.
So, have you had that talk with your son? Please tell me
I don't keep it in the tub. Okay,
I keep
riding
in my
room.
Thank you.
They was like us. They playing with
them
motherfuckers.
That shit was a toy. Hey, man, right, that was a toy when I got in the tub. I mean, shit, as soon as I got in the tub, I mean, right before I got in the tub, I made sure I grabbed that. I got my Superman, my Aquaman. That was Aquaman's little secret hideout. Like, shit.
Right, why would you just leave that shit sitting there? Just laying there.
Right.
That's how it was back then. Though.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
Yes, it was just like that.
Kids was really kids then.
Nowadays, kids be like, what is this? Kids was really kids, and we were innocent then. So,
you can't do it nowadays. Okay, y'all got just all right. Y'all are all mothers, right? Everybody a mother. I mean, now just imagine y'all Father Ty's mother, and y'all caught him drinking out of that. What would y'all be thinking?
Slap. What the hell you put it in your mouth for?
I don't believe I'm the only one that done that shit. I just don't believe that.
You may not have been, but right now you are.
Right now you are. I know your mama got to be like, I got the dumbest damn kid walking in captivity right about now.
You was just thirsty.
I've rinsed my hair off with it. You know, when you have to wash your hair. I did something like that, but I ain't never drank out of
it. Well, you knew what it was.
No, I'm not back then. I didn't.
Oh, okay.
We was never able to play with ours. We always got it, like, slapped out our hands or whatever. So, with my mama's rather.
We were
going there to get ready to take a bath.
Fuck it, I'm going to play with it. Then I filled it up with water, and I saw that water come out of it. I'm like, okay. Fill that motherfucker up with cold water. Me and my brother. Hey, look, man.
You and still Father John cold water.
He just took it out the bathroom. It's in the kitchen.
Right. He
used it like it's a cup.
Wow. Interesting.
He done took it to the Cub Scout meeting. Here go my canteen right here. Baby, where'd you get that from? My mama gave it to me. No, she didn't give it to me. She took that.
Right.
You just have you go take that back in the house right now. Hurry up. Hurry up on the kids' feet.
Hey, let me ask a question, everybody, to Father John. I mean, to Father Time.
Hey, I'm Father John.
Father John.
Father Time, are you ready for this?
Father Time.
With your 75 pumps, do you ever take a break?
No.
So you just do your 75 pumps all the way?
I give you the full 75. I'll let you know right around 72, 73, I'm close.
Oh, Lord. Oh, okay. I was just asking. Somebody was, like, wondering.
I'm going to stop pulling.
Yes. I know you don't do the 75 pumps, but do you ever take a break when you're doing it?
Do I ever take a break?
Yeah,
no.
Or do you just go ham?
I mean, what the hell? I mean, shit, if I want to have an intermission, I go to the damn theater. I don't, shit, we ain't got no intermissions.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Once we start, it's there.
Yeah, just when we change the positions, huh?
I mean, shit, that's it. You might not. I ain't gonna
how many positions can you do when you're doing your session?
I don't know. You might get 20, you might get 2. It all depends on the move. Hey.
All right.
You fuck around and take all your clothes off.
Five at a time. With your 75 pumps, what's your position?
Only 75.
Whatever she desires.
She say, wait a minute, only 75 pumps?
So can you, like, lay down and she get on top? Is that included or no? Yeah?
Yeah, within them 75 pumps.
Oh, hell no.
Within 75, that's all I got.
That's all you got? Oh, wow.
All I got, 75. And I'm done. I need a break.
Okay. Well, hey, if you need a break some nights, I might need a break. Okay.
Fix me a sandwich or something, goddammit. I'm tired.
Oh, now, we ain't eating in between. We'll take a break, but not no mealtime breaks. That's round two.
So what if the girl yank it out and won't let you put it back in?
Who? I'm going to get my 75.
What if she pulled back and now you out and you ain't finished? What would you do?
I'm going back in.
What if she won't let you?
Why wouldn't she let me?
Motherfucker, because she tried to give you some stamina. Hold on. Let it go down a little bit, motherfucker. Relax.
No. I want my 75. We agree to 75?
We ain't agree nothing.
Wait a minute, man. You make motherfuckers out of contract. Now, you do.
I know,
contract.
Right?
You only get 75.
Okay, wait a minute. How are you even counting? Who got time to concentrate on counting when you...
Ask him again, girl. Ask him.
You really count?
Hey, I multitask.
Okay, it's going to be some distractions in there because, we ain't counting.
Well, I know once I get there, that's about 72, 73, so.
Wow.
All I got.
Phil will get there.
Have you been like that all your life, Father? Have you? Just please tell me you haven't.
No.
No, I was.
The younger you got, that's when you start getting the 75 pumps.
Oh, see, I started working out, so I built it up to 75. It was 63.
So you say you had less than 75, and you just...
Exactly.
No, hell to no.
It was 63, so...
Hey, I'm in one instance, you only got all four.
Oh, wow. Well, that must have
been
a night.
I've been lifting weights. Using a treadmill. Fuck around with that insanity.
Uh-uh.
He say insanity. Oh, man.
You still do that insanity shit, man?
I try it, man. I do it, but not as much, not like when I first started, man. That shit is hard, dog. I ain't gonna even lie. And insanity shit ain't no joke. Probably if I had some motivation, you know, a nice fat ass in front of me or something doing it, man, it'd probably be a little bit better. But it's hard to do that shit by yourself. Then you looking at the motherfuckers on the thing, and you get to looking in the mirror like, man, I don't look like this motherfucker yet.
What about you, baby? Did anybody else do insanity, or anybody, has anybody ever done insanity other than him?
Nobody?
No, I've never done
it. Say it one more time.
Have you ever done an insanity workout?
107 workout?
No, insanity. No.
Oh, no.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, dog. But now I'm going to tell you, though, it does build your cardio up. It does build it up. But like I said, I mean, shit, you do it. I mean, I don't know. I guess us, we actually, like, think if we do it a week straight, we going to come out looking like him. And I'm like, well, I ain't looking like this motherfucker yet. Shit, fuck this shit. Give me a sandwich. Shit. Motherfucker, this is some bullshit.
You just make some results right away, dog.
Dude, I would. Dog, I mean, have you ever did the shit? Man,
I ain't ever done it, man.
Dog, he training. Shit. If I'm going to be doing like that, I want to be fucking. I'm sorry. I'm not. If I got to do all that, I want to be fucking. I want to pay off right there and there. Seriously, I mean, dude, I mean, this motherfucker working every muscle. If I got to work every muscle, I want to be fucking. It's a payoff in that. There ain't no payoff in that, man. That motherfucker had me laid
it's
on the ground like a
fish. It's an end result for both of them.
Yeah. I mean, shit, I was laid.
Hey, man, you
didn't
see me sing older like him?
Then the fucked up part, man, you know, I kept my shirt on and shit because I wanted to be surprised. I wanted to surprise myself. I still look like the same motherfucker. This didn't work.
Of course, after a week.
I thought I was going to take my shirt off. Shit, Hulk Hogan was going to be up here. Shit, I still look like ass. Shit ain't working. So, hey man, this shit ain't that
funny.
All right,
I
man.
Appreciate
we ran over time, so we gonna get up out of here. So, Miss Lady, since you're new to the show, you got any last words for us?
It was good. It was good talking to y'all. Interesting perspectives. I liked it.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Don't be no stranger. Feel free every Tuesday and Wednesday. Give us a call.
She said 7 and 5. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that was very.
Hey, you totally caught off guard with that. She said, wait, 75. Like, wait a minute, is they serious? Is this motherfucker really giving? He only giving out 75 pumps?
Can't be me.
Hey.
You know,
in the back of her head, she's like, this selfish bastard.
Exactly. It cannot be me.
Damn, dog. He going to get his cardio built up. Right. Damn. Oh, my girl. Oh, Mick, you still on here? Mick.
Yeah, baby, I'm here. Drinking on my beer.
Okay. You got any last words for us, Mick?
You're y'all some damn fools, but I enjoy myself. And by the time I take your 75 pumps, baby.
What'd you say?
Right around 72, I'm going to let you know.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up, baby. That's what's up.
Damn shame. Miss Peaches, you got any last words for us?
Yeah, I enjoy myself like all the time. You already know. And I enjoyed everybody tonight. And I'll be back again next Tuesday and Wednesday. And I'll be trying to bring you some more peace and keep up the good work. Love y'all.
All right. Last but not least, Mr. Dane, you got any last words for us?
Yes, I enjoyed myself. It was good talking with everybody. And I will be here next week.
That's what's up. Big dog, what you got for me?
Man, y'all know what the deal is. CincyRadio.net. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. We greatly appreciate it.
You didn't say little sexy.
I didn't know Lil Sexy was on here.
Lil Sexy been on there the whole time.
You got any last words?
I enjoyed the show tonight. Keep up the good work. Love you all. Peace.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, everybody, SinCityRadio.net. You know how we do it. Same bad time, same bad channel. We get at y'all next week. Peace.